ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Bruchim Ama'azinim. This year will be Ezra Hashem be in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samachtes. And we'll start with the Gemara on top of the Amud, which is a hemshech of the Gemara on Daf Samachtes Amud Beis, where Rabba says, Katan Einoi Moilid, a katan can't have children, and Rabba brings a raya from a brisa that says, Katan Iyata Tzarech Lachzor Alav, Biyadua She'ein Loi Goyalin. If a person steals from a ger who's a katan, that vada is going to have the din of Gezel Ager, which you're machzir to kehanim, because a katan definitely cannot have any yarshim, which is a raya that a katan cannot be moilid. Now in this Gemara, there's a Moira de Kiyadua de Kataisvis, a Shas Taisvis, printed on the Samaches Amr Beis. Now the emes is, it isn't the Iker Inyan in our Sugya in Masech the Sanhedrin of Samachtes Amr Aleph, but it's a chaval to miss out on the Shas de Kiyanim that are Mavura and Taisvis, so we'll mention them Bekitzer. Taisvis asks Akasha, how is it possible, Bechlal, that the Katan should own any money in the first place, that the din of Gezel Ager should be applicable? L'chayra, katan can't be zoiche. And Taisus mitzayin to this, a Gemara Masechta Bava Basra Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. So Taisus in our sugya brings down four Yisoidus de Keterutim. The first tirutz that Taisus has done is that it could be this, that a katan can't be zoiche, that's only in a case where the katan is being zoiche by himself and there is no makne. For example, if he's being zoiche in a hefker or a mitziah. But a case where there's das acheres makne, there it could be that a katan is zoiche midoraisa. Taisus lemaisa in Arasugi is doiche this, because he says it's not mashma like that in the Gemara, but metziah dafayin aleph. But Taisus elsewhere, in Masech Tegitin daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Divir Maschol Shani, he comes out lemaskana that in a case of das acheres makne, a katan could actually be zoiche midoraisa. Now the Ksaisa Chayshan and Simon Reish Lamed Hei, Sif Katan Dalet, is medayik from the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, that he also holds that a katan can be zoiche medaraisa b'mokim das acheres makne. But the Ksais is masbir al pidiyukim in Taisus and the Rambam, that the Rambam and Taisus have a disagreement on how to understand the lumdis of how das acheres makne works by a katan. Shitas at Taisus is that be'emes, a katan could make a maisa kinyan. That's not generally the problem when we say that a katan can't be zoicha. The problem is that a katan cannot have das, which is required for the chaloisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan without das is not chal. So that's what Taisus is being machadesh, Taisus and his havamin and arasugya, and lemaskana, mesech de gitin, daf samachay, that if the makna has the das, that the chalois kinyan should be chal, that could take the place for the das of the kaina, and with that, the kinyan is chal. So the katan, the zoicha, is doing the maisa kinyan. The das of the chalois can be done ayidei the makne, and that's enough. That's shitas ha-taisus. Whereas the Rambam, his lashon is mevur that it's working midin zochan la'adam shalei b'fanav. And the ksais is masbir that be'emes, the zoicha himself has to have the das. If the makne only has das and the zoicha doesn't have das, he won't be kinder. But in this situation, the makne could be mezakeh the katan has zoiche with das. The makna has das on behalf of the katan, and it's as if the katan himself had that das. Midin zochan adam shalei b'fanav. So now they both have das, and that's how the kinyan is chal. So those are the two mahalchim of Taisus and the Rambam, how to understand this halacha that das acheres makna could work by a katan. Ein kan kaimel harich b'ze. Of course, there's much more to say. Mar makam anilach. This akapanim is the first mahalach in Taisvis, how it's possible for the katan to own money, so that we can reach a point of gezel ager. The second mahalach that Taisvis says is alpia gemara mesechta kedushin dafir chesam and aleph, which says that an oivid kachavim yairish as aviv dvar taira. A guy can yarshin his father minat taira, shenemar ki yerusha le'esav nasati es har seir. So the situation in our gemara is talking about where this ger katan, before he was misgayer, his father died, so he was yairish money midairaisa, now he owns money, then he's nisgayer with that money in his possession, and that's where the din of gezel ager would be applicable. Now I saw in Moira Dika Ha'are, in the Shiurim of Rabbi Samar Garbuz, Ram and Yeshiva Sarchas Torah, he tines as follows. The Mechas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik brings down a Tshuva Sarash, which says that a guy's godless is taloi in das. Meaning to say, even though the godless of a Ben Yisrael is taloi in shanim, that's a halacha l'maishe Mesinai. Halacha l'maishe Mesinai is only apply to Bnei Yisrael and not to Gayim. Therefore, a guy, his godless will not be taloi in shanim, will be taloi kol katan v'katan when we see that he has das like a gadol. So in Cain, we can have another teretz similar to Tysus's teretz. We can say the case is that this katan, before he was nisgayer, already had das. So bedine akum, he had a locha of a gadol. He just didn't have shanim. So bedine Yisrael, he still has a din of a katan. Being that bedine akum, he has a din of a gadol. The case is where before he was nisgayer, he went ahead and he was kind of money. He could be kind of a deraisa because this guy has a din of a gadol. Afterwards, he was nisgayer. As soon as he was nisgayer, he was chayzer liyais katan because even though he has das, but he does not yet have shanim. Now we have a case where a katan is nisgayer and he brings with him money from the time that he was a guy. And that al kalpanim taisus the second teretz is that the guy begayusa yarshin from his father and he brought that money with him when he was nisgayer. And Rav Samar Garbuz is being maisif that I'll be the Tshuva Sarash. We can say a similar case where the guy begayusa already had a din of a gadol and he brought money with him when he was nisgayer. The third teretz of taisus is that we're talking about where the katan worked, and Maisi Yadayim and Malachtoi is Shaloi Midaraisa. Ad kan devriya Taisus. Now Taisus does not explain how that happens. L'chayri, even if a katan works, and now his employer owes him money, in order for that money to go over to the katan still needs to make a kinyan, and haray we are saying that a katan can't make a kinyan midaraisa. So the fact that he is owed the money al yidei Malachtoi is chartirchoi, L'chayri should not help the situation. So the Kseis HaChayshin and Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sifkat and Dalet says that you see from Taisvis that this that a katan can't be zoicha, that's only to be kind of something new. But if there's already a chayv which is owed to the katan, the fact that the person who owes the money already has a shibud, that enables the katan to be zoicha in that money midoy raisa. So it comes out that when Taisvis says that Malachto Yischar Tarchai is Shaloi midoy raisa, Taisus doesn't specifically mean davke malachte and schar tirchai, because anything that's owed to him, he could be kind of midaraisa. Just that's the only situation where something could actually be owed to him because he can't lend out money because of the same problem that he never has money in the first place. So the only possible case where somebody could have a shiba to him that's only through schar tirchai and malachtei, which is why Taisus says that case. Now, to understand Divrei Akseis HaChayshin, we could be Masber, Alpi Divrei HaRitva, and Mesechet HaKedushin, Daf Yud Gimel. He says every Shibud is like a Kinyan Lachatzoyin. It's a partial Kinyan. Im Kain, when you take a Shibud and you actually Kainet Legamri, that's also just the Gemar of the Kinyan that's already started off, Ayidei the Shibud. Memele, we can understand that it's easier to be Gemar the Kinyan than to make a Kinyan from scratch, which is why a Katan could be zeiche in something that's owed to him, midaraisa. That could possibly be pshat in the ksais, in his hezber, and divrei ha'taisus. Another pshat we can say, which is similar to this, is al pi divrei ha'nesivus ha'yiduim in simen shin mem dalid sivkotin aleph. The nesivus over there says, anytime a person makes a priyas chayv, it's not necessary for the malva to make a maisa kinyan to be kind of the money. As long as the loiva is miyachid specific money, that this should be bepiroyin achayiv, automatically that becomes shaloi of the malva. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zuchrenel of Racha, in Shari Chaim, Masechta Kedushin, Simon Hay, he's Masber, because Be'emes, when a person is Gaive a Chayv, he's taking his own money. Even before the Gvia, he has money, Mamayni Gabach, by the Leive. Just the Mamayn is not Misuyim in a specific Mamayn Be'en. It's Eina Be'en, but the actual Mamayn is there, Breshus HaLeive, and it belongs to the Malve. By the Leive being Misayim and being Miyachet, specific money, that this money, this is the money of the Malve, it automatically becomes that the Mamayna Shaloi that the Malve has by the Leive is Chal in this money. And Memela, no further kin it needs to be made. According to that, it's extremely understandable that any time somebody owes money to a katan, like in Taisus's case of Schar Tirchai and Malachtoi, all you have to do is be miyachad the money, and automatically it becomes the katan. No Maisa Kinan is necessary. Which is why, through that, the katan could own money on a deraisa level, and that could be pshat in Taisus, and that's how we get the case of Gezel Hager. Akalpanim, the third teretz of Taisus is that a katan could own money be malachtoi Schar Tirchai, and we have two asberim. One is the ksois that says that any time there's a shibud, he could be kaina, and we're a mazber b'tesefes divrei haritvan masechta kedushin. And the other is alpi the nesivus that says that be'emes no kinnin needs to be made b'chalal by gvias achayv. This sheet of the nesivus, there's a lot to talk about. The nesivus himself is soiser dvarav in other places. Rabbi Kivyeger says not like him, but again, ein kan mekayim v'laharach in this inyan umar makim anilach. The fourth teretz of Taisvis, Zok Taisvis, we're talking about a case where the way that this ger was nisgayer was that b'mei imai, when his mother was mu'beres, his mother was tevelis, and ayidei the tevila of the mother, the child, the unborn child, becomes a ger automatically. Zok Taisvis, after it's possible that in this situation, afterwards when this child is born from the mother, there's a kravis between the mother and the child. Klapi the mother, we don't say, because he was nailed after the Maisa Geiris. Therefore, if the mother dies, the child is going to Yarshan his mother, Midaraisa. Taisus says so, Biderech Efshar. Now the Marasha speaks out that in such a situation, if that mother has more children after she's Nisgayer, those children will actually be the brothers of this Ger Katan Shad Nisgayer B'me'imai. Nevertheless, he'll still be a ger she'en le'yarshim because achim mina'im are not yairish. Now the emes is that the Bnei Yeshua, Masechta Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph, he's ma'ir from a taisvis and Masechta Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which says, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda B'Rab Shimon, that Dvar Taira Eim Yeresh Eses Bina, that in a case where there's no Mishpachas Av, so Mishpachas Eim is Mishpacha, and Karevim Mitzada Eim will be Yairish. That does not stem with our Taisvis that says that in this situation it will be a Ger She'en LaYarshim. And the Pnei Yeshua says, Balkochok Tzarech Leimar, that our Taisvis is not going according to that Shita. In this again, there's a Maridik Arichis, Ayin Shiuri Reb Shmuel, Ais Nun Aleph, Ais Nun Beis, etc. But Ein Kan Mekaimai, and Mara Mokim Anilach. Ad Kan the four Terutzim that Taisvis has to be Masbir, how it's possible that a katan should own money, that we should have a case of gezel ager by a katan. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. In the etzem shita of Rabbah, that katan is enei meilid, and he brings a brisa to back him up, which darshins in regards to gezel ager, ish, and not a katan, Taisus asks a very strong question. The Gemara in Amud Beis is mairach to prove that bedairus harishayinim, they were meilid even at the age of ben ches. The Gemara brings down a machlekes beis Shammai and beis Hillel if gamrinan bedaris rishayim or not, and that means that lefi beis Shammai, once we see that bedaris rishayim they're meiled bnei ches, so obviously bias ben ches is a bia, and beis Hillel says loy gamrinan bedaris rishayim, and bizmanenu that we're not meiled at that age, it's also not a bia bchalal until ben tes. But al kapanim bein lefi beis Shammai bein lefi beis Hillel, they both agree that bedaris rishayim people were meiled at the age of 8 years old. Frek Taisvis, how does that stim with the brisa which Rabbah brings down that learns from a pasuk that a katan yata tzarech lachzor love because a katan is not mailed? L'chayre b'dairus v'rishaynim, which obviously includes the zman of the Torah when the pasuk was written, ish v'lay katan, ktanim were mailed. That's Taisvis' kasha. And Taisvis answers that this that they were mailed at that age, b'dairus v'rishaynim, it's because at that age they actually had Cyrus. It's only B'dayrus HaAchreinim that the Chachamim said, says Taisvis, that a Ketana gets Cyrus at Bas Yud Beis and a Katan at Ben Yud Gimel. But B'dayrus Rishayim, Shahayim Maharim Lahavi Cyrus, the Zman Gadlus was actually Mikaidim, and at that age, at 8 years old, when they were Mailed, they were actually Gedalim. So it stems with the Klal that Katan is Einai Mailed. Ad Kan Devriya Taisvis. Now it's important to speak out that Lechaira, there's a Mafurish Gemara Mesech Denida Daf Memvav, that says that if a Katan Ben Tes brings Cyrus, they're not considered Simani Gadlus Bechlal. It's considered a Shuma Ba'alma. So even if Taisus answers that B'daris or Rishayim, they used to be Memaher Lahavi Simanim, Lechaira, they were not Simanim. It was just a Shuma Ba'alma, and they remain Ketanim and not Gedalim. So I'll be Pashtus, you can answer that the cloud that the Gemara says that it's only Shuma Ba'alma, that's also B'daris Achreinim, which means that Bezmanenu, that it's not the Derech Bechlal for a young child of Ben Tes to have Cyrus. So even if he has Cyrus, we assume that it's just a Shuma Ba'alma. And it's only considered Simanim from the age of Yud Beis for a girl and Yud Gimel for a boy. But in those days, like Taisa says, Shahayumim Maharim Lahavi Cyrus, which is Mashma, who was the Derech that they actually brought Cyrus earlier. So then it wasn't considered a Shuma Ba'alma, and they were considered proper Simanim even earlier. That's the Chayre, the Pashtus in Taisvis. However, there's another Mahalach, which is brought down on the Shita Mekubetzes, in Masechta Baba Kamadav Kuftes Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings down our Brisa as well. And the Shita over there brings down B'Shem HaRosh, Taisvis' Kasha, and Taisvis' Teretz. That's the Rosh's first Teretz, like our Taisvis. And the Rosh's Maisif, that although ordinarily we say that a young child that brings Cyrus is just a Shuma Ba'alma, and it's not actually Simonim, Shema, they had Saras Gedailis Vizokon. That's as far as the Ketanim are concerned. And as far as the girls are concerned, Vedadim Gedailim Viseyar Harbe. And the Rosh is Machadish that in those situations, we don't say it's a Shuma Ba'alma. Only small amount of Saras or Dadim Ketanim do we say it's a Shuma Ba'alma. But in those cases where it's Saras Gedailis Vizokon, Vedadim Gedailim Viseyar Harbe, they're actually real Simanim, even if they're brought as early as Bnei Ches. And that was the situation in the Deiris HaRishayim. Ad Kan, the Mahalach of the Rosh, to explain our Taisvus. Now, it's important to speak out that Divrei HaTaisvus and our Sugya are mitli tali in a major Machlekes Rishayim in the Yesaidus of Godless. Our Taisvus is Mavur, that really for Godless, all we need is Sarais, Simonim. We don't actually need the Shanim. The purpose of Shanim is like Taisvus says, Nosnu Chachamim Simon Lavo Osiris, Liktana Bas Yud Beis, Ulekatan Ben Yud Gimel. And we could be maisif on that, that Rava says over there in Masech Tanida Daf Mem Vav, that once a Katan and a Ketana reach that age, there's actually a Chazaka, known as Chazaka de Rava, that the Cyrus were brought, and Einam Tzrichem Bedika. Besides for that, another function of the Shanim is like the Gemara says over there, that if the Katan brings Cyrus earlier, that we consider it just a Shuma Ba'alma, and it's not Simonim. So it turns out that the Shanim are just a simon when we assume that the child is going to bring Cyrus, and when the Cyrus are considered actually Simonim. But the Shanim themselves don't play a role, mitzad atzmam, in the Gadlus. On account of that, Taisus is able to say that B'dayrus or Rishayim, that the Simonim were brought earlier, even though they didn't actually have the Shanim of Yud Beis for a Ketana and Yud Gimel for a Katan, that was enough, and they're actually Gedailim. Like Shitas HaTaisus in Arasugya, so he says in Masech Tanida Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, B'divri Maschur Rabbi Yechanan, that the Shanim are just in order that the Simanim should be Simanim, and they themselves are not a chelik of the process of Godless. However, the Tshuvas HaRosh, which we quoted earlier in the Shir, the Tshuvas HaRosh is in Klal Tez Zayin, he says Mefurish, that besides for the Simanim, you actually need Shanim. He says it's a halacha l'mayshem esinai, like all the other Shiurim, which are learned out of Lachal Meshem Sinai, that a child cannot be considered a gadol until Yud Beis for a girl and Yud Gimel for a boy. And as Zoy Shait also, in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Al Rambam, Hilchas Ishas Perek Beis Halachates, to be medayik from the Rambam over there. Because the Rambam says that even in regards to the klal of Banim Areyam Kisimanim, which means to say that if a girl has children, that's the greatest simon possible, even if she doesn't have Cyrus, but the actual fact that she gave birth, that itself, mitzad atzma, is a simon godless. The Rambam says that that also is only a simon, only once she's b'shnas hayud beis. Zok Reb Chaim, in regards to banim, it's impossible to say that it's just a shuma ba'alma. A child is a child. Ve'en lecha simon godl mizeh. Bal Karchach, if the Rambam says that it's only considered godless if it's b'shnas hayud beis, The Rambam obviously holds that besides for the simanim, you actually need shanim. So that she may have the siman of banim, but she doesn't have shanim until she's yud beis. That's the shita of the Tshuvas HaRosh and the Rambam, al pi mishnasei shel Reb Chaim. Now, l'chayre, l'fi them, we're back shver to Taisus's kasha. How can the Gemara say that b'dayrus harishenim, they were mailed b'nei ches, and at the same time, Rabbah brings down a brisa that says, katan ain't a mailed. B'nei ches, they're definitely not g'daylim, because even if they have simanim, but they don't have shanim, and how does that stem with the klal of katan ainai mailed? Now, we have to speak out that even though the Rosh in the Shita Mekubetzes and Baba Kama brings down our Taisus's Teretz, we must say that the Rosh is just quoting Taisus, which is the klal on all Taisus HaRosh, that the Rosh is not saying Das Atzmai, he's quoting the Divrei HaTaisus, which were Mekubalim Etzlai. But the Rosh Mitzad Atzmai, he holds like he says in Tshuvas, that even if they get Simanim earlier, that would not constitute a Gadlus. So to answer this Kasha, L'shitas Hani Rishaynim, we can say like the second Teretz brought down in the Shita Mekubetzes B'Shem the Rosh. He says that even though it's true that B'Darus or Rishaynim, they used to give birth that early, that was only Yechidim. That wasn't the Rav. A miut of the people used to give birth B'nei Ches. Like the Gemara brings down Bas Sheva, Avram Avinu, and Bezalel. But the general public did not give birth that early. And Rabu, who says, Katan Einim Eilid, he doesn't mean that it's impossible. He just means that Al Pi Rav, that's not what happened. But Avadi, he agrees that technically it is possible that such a thing should happen, Ukamevur from Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And by Shammai, who says that a Ben Ches is a Bar Bia, because Gamrina Midaris Rishaynim, what he means to say is that even though it's just a Miot that was Meilad that young, but the fact itself that it was a possibility to be Meilad that young shows that Al Kapanim there's a Klal that they definitely are B'nai Bia. And Azai states also in our Sugya in the Chidushi Haran, and also in the Torah Chaim. And the Torah Chaim brings a Meir Dikaraya to this Klal. Because Rashi and Parshas told us, brings down from Chazal, that Yitzchak Avinu, after marrying Rivka Imenu at 3 years old, waited 10 years until he expected her to have children, because until then she's not Re'uya L'Heroyin. So if the Klal is that B'Darus or Rishaynim, they used to have children at B'nei Ches, if that meant that everybody had it at that age, so Yitzchak Avinu should have expected Rivka to have children much earlier. Elamai Bal Karchach was just a Miot and it was just Yechidim, like the Rosh and the Chidushi Haran say, and which is why Yitzchak didn't expect Rivka to have children until she was a Bas Yud Gimel. V'chein mashma be'emes from the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeil v'Aveda Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, where he brings down this halacha of katan iyat tzarech lachzor lof in regards to Gezel Ager, and he says that a katan is chezkosoi she'ein layarshim. He doesn't say it's impossible, he just says that it's bechezkas that way. And over there in the Magen Mishnah, his Lashon is the kevadai ein amaylid mashvinale. We make it as if it's a vadai ein amaylid, but it's not in reality a vadai ein amaylid. And that's mavur, like the shita of those Rishaynim, that it's possible, even according to Rabbah, it's just very unusual, and it's becheskas that they don't have children. And if you look in Rashi in Arasugi, b'divya maschol v'omar rachmana ish, l'chayre, there is also a smach to say midvarav that he also holds like that. Because his lashon b'soiv dvarav is, aval ger katen mistame gezel shaloi shenishma lav yisrael l'sheker l'kayenu. It's mistame l'kayen. And he doesn't say that it's bevade l'kayen. Hayyitze, that we have two ways to reconcile this, that Rabbah and the Braisa say that Katan yet tzarech lachzor lav be yadua shein legayelin, with this that the Gemara says on Amud Beis that b'darus harishenim they used to be meilad b'nei ches. Taisvis and the first Teretz of the Rosh and the Shita Mekubetzes and Baba Kama, they hold that they were actually gedayelin b'darus harishenim because hayu memarim lahavi saris, and they're going according to the Shita that holds that for godless all you need is simanim and the shanim don't actually play a role in the actual godless. However, the second Teretz of the Rosh over there and the Kedushi Aran, v'chein mashma b'rambam, v'chein yishadayik b'rashi, they say that even according to Rabbah, it's just mistama and b'chezkas that they weren't mailed, but it was a possibility. And that could stem with the shitas Rishayim that hold that you actually need shanim for godless, so even though they were actually vadei ktanim, it was still a possibility. And l'chayru, we could bring a meridik esmach to this second mahalach from the Divrei HaBraisa themselves. Because the Braisa darshens the pasuk of Ish that's written in the parish of Gezel Ager, Ish at the tzarech lachzor lov, katan I at the tzarech lachzor lov. Now, when Rabbah says katan ain't a meilid, if he means that it's impossible for katan to be meilid, then why do we need a miyat akra b'chlal? It's an actual impossibility. But lefidus mahalach, it's understood, because be'etzam, it is a possibility. Like we find that in Darius or Rishayim, they're ma'ilid b'nei ches. So you see, it's not impossible for a katan to be ma'ilid. Just what the Bryce is telling us is, like the Lashon HaRambam, that it's b'chezkas she'ein ma'ilid, so we don't have to be ma'ayin. Now the emes is, it's still shver, because l'maisa al piroiv, a katan doesn't have a child. So still, why do we need the Torah to say, katan iyat tzarach lachzor lov? Why don't we go basarayv, like in Kol Tarikula daslina basaruba? But for that, we can answer Alpi Divrei Hayad Rama in our sugya. The Yad Rama explains the Braisa, that the Braisa is darshaning the Lashon HaPasuk of Ve'im Ein Le'ish Goyel. The word Ein is darshaned, as we find in other places in Shas, Ein Baba Basra Dav Kufta Zvav in other places. Ein is Ayin Alav, which means the Torah is telling us that we have to be Ma'ayin and do research whether or not this Ger has a Karev or not. And on that, the Torah is being Ma'ayit. By a gadol, we have to do research, ayin alav. But by a katan, we don't have to do ayin alav. Because there would be a havamina, that being that there is a miyot of ktanim that could have children, maybe there would be a chiyuv to be ma'ayin and do the research and not be samech on the rife. Maybe the katan does have a child. So for that, the Torah is being mamayit, then no, katan iyat tzarech lachzor alav. But akapanim, this all works only according to the mahalach that it is a possibility for a katan to have a child. But if we go with the pashtus that according to Rabbi, it's impossible, L'chayre, it's shver that katan iyat tzarech lachzor lov is a davar pashan mi'eilov. It's a mitzias of the can't of children, and it's not necessary for the pasuk to be memayidit. But if he the second pshat, based on the Rosh and the second pshat of Masechta Baba Kama and the Chiddush Aran, v'shar reshaynim, it's nicha tuva. Now let's be meisif one more important nekuda. Rav Chisda, who says katan is meilid, al pi pashtus, we may be led to understand that Rav Chisda holds that it was a davar matzui for a katan to be ma'ilid. Which would come out that there's a machlekes b'mitzias whether or not it was matzvi for a katan to be ma'ilid or not. That's never an easy thing that a meroim should be chaylik in a pashat mitzias. And also, we said that the Taras Chaim brings a raya from Divrei Chazal with Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Imenu, that Yitzchak did not expect Rivka to be ma'ilid until she was a bas yud gimel. Mashma that it was not a common thing to be ma'ilid as katanim. So if you look in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, in the following sugya, which Rabbi Ezra Hashem going to talk about, he says that even according to Rav Chisda, it was also a miyot. And the machlekes Rav Chisda and Rabba lefid varenu is whether or not the Torah is telling us that it's becheskas she'ena ma'ilid or not. They both agree that the metzias is that rave ketanim were never ma'ilid, but it's possible for a miyot ketanim to be ma'ilid, like we found b'deres or she'enim b'nei ches. Their machlekes is, does the Torah tell us becheskas she'ena ma'ilid, like Rabba darshan from the pasuk of katan iyat tzarech lachzor lov, or do we say there is no such becheskas, and the miyot is something which we have to contend with? That's Shitas Rav Chisda, and based on that, he has a drasha in regards to Mansairu Umayra of Ish Ben V'loi Ben Ben. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a kasha on Rabba who holds Katan Eina Meilid from Tana Dever Bishmal, the Darshan's Ben V'loi Av. Frek the Gemara, Mitzad Cheni, we have a memra from Rav Chris Bedoyi that says, Kol Yomav Shal Mansairu Umayra, Eina Ela Gimel Chadashan Belvad. So in order for Tana Dever Bishmal's Mia to be applicable, we have to have a case where this Ben Seriru Meir was already an Av, he already had a child, within the first 3 months after his Bar Mitzvah. Frek the Gemara, how is that possible if you hold Katan Einai Meilet? And the Gemara answers that the Pshat in Tana Dever Bishmal of Ben Vlei Av doesn't mean to be Mamayit an actual Av, but it means to be Mamayit a Roy Ulias Av, which is a situation where theoretically, had he been Bayal and Isha on the day of his bar mitzvah, we would have already reached a point where it's hukara uber, which is 3 months after the ibor itself. And that be'etzem is also the pshat of Chris Bedoyi, who says that it's only the first three chadashim. Because once we reach three chadashim after he has shtei sairis, he's already roi l'kreisei av, because theoretically, his wife could have already been in a matziv of 3 months into her ibor, which is hukara ibor. Now, according to the Gemara's Havamina, that Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel's drasha of Ben Vlei Av means to be Mamayit an actual Av, and like the Gemara understands in the Havamina that Behechreach Rabbi Shmuel holds that Katan is Mailid, the Gemara is not Masber, what's Pshatan of Chris Bedoyi's Memra that Kol Yomav Shaban Seru Meira Eina El Gimel Chadashim Belvad? What is the significance of those three Chadashim? And Rashi actually speaks out B'divir Maschel V'Omer of Chris Bedoyi, V'Hashto Leidayik Taimadar of Chris Bedoyi Mehecha. At this point, the Gemara is not medayik and does not try to figure out what's Taka Pshat in Rav Kris B'Doi. Only Lamaskana, the Pshat in the very Bishmal is Ben V'loi HaRoi L'Kreisayav, does that actually shed light on Pshat in Rav Kris B'Doi as well. Now what Sarach Bir L'Chayre is that Lefi Rav Chisda, who he holds Be'emes, that a Katan is Mailet, so Be'achreich he cannot be Mefarish the Brice of Tana Derev Bishmal Ben V'loi HaRoi L'Kreisayav. Because even a child is Roi L'Kreisayav. So he must learn Tana Derev Bishmal is coming to be Mait Ben V'loi Av Mamish. Im Kain, we're back Shver, what's Pshat in Rav Kris B'Doi's memory to be Mamayit that after Gimel Chadashim, he can no longer be a Ben Seira Umayra? That's a big question, Lefi Shitas Rav Chisda. And in this we find three Mahalchim in the Achrenim. The first Mahalch is the Mahalch of the Maharsha. He says, Enechanami, Rav Chisda and Rav Kris B'Doi do not agree. Rav Kris B'Doi is only an Amayra, and Rav Kris B'Doi, obviously, he holds that a Katan is Mailid, but the fear of Chisda that a Katan is not Mailid, there's no such Halacha Bechlal that Kal Yom of Shal Ben Seira Umayra Eina Ela Gimel Chadashim Belvad. And it lasts up until the matzev of Hikiv Zakan HaTachtoin. That's the Shitas HaMarsha. Now the Sefer Kais Yeshuais, he's Matmiya on the Marsha, then Im Kain, when the Gemara says on Rav Chisda earlier on the Samaches Amud Beis, Upliga de Rabba, the Gemara should have also said, Upliga de Rav Kris B'Doi. So on account of that, he says another Mahalach. He says that Lefi Shitas Rav Chisda, the Zman of Gimel Chadashim, that is actually the Zman of Hikiv Zakan HaTachtoin. Now, even though the Gemara later says, Hikif Zakan Afagav Delei Malu Gimel Chadashim Afagav Delei Hikif, which is Mavur that they're not identical times, and whichever one comes first, at that point he can no longer be a Ben Seira Umayra. Zak the Kais Yeshuas, that the Pshat is that as soon as he reaches a point of Gimel Chadashim, we assume that it's Vada Hikif Zakan Atachtain, and even if we don't actually see it, we'll assume that he had a Zakan Atachtain, and it just fell out. Now, L'chayra, there's a smach to this mahalach of the Kais Yeshuais from the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, V'zeh l'shaynoi. V'huzhar ha'adam alzeh, he's referring to the Isra of Le'seichlu al Adam, which is the Azhara for Aben Seir Umayra, Ukimavur in the Gemara earlier on the Samach Gimel. V'huzhar ha'adam alzeh, b'tchilas toikev choyim bacharusai, in the beginning of the heat of his bacharus, u'bereishis boyai b'chiyuv shmiras nafshai, in the beginning when he starts having a chiyuv of watching his nefesh, v'heim zok the Sefer HaChinuch, shloisha chadoshim harishainim, mishehischa lohavishtei Cyrus, ad sheyakiv kol hagid. So it's mevur in the Lashon of the Minchas Chinuch, that the time of the shloisha chadoshim, that's the beginning of his godless, and that's the time from shtei Cyrus, ad sheyakiv kol hagid, exactly like the Kais Yeshuais says. Now the Minchas Chinuch is matmi on the Sefer HaChinuch, how does that stem with the Gemara that says, Hikif afal pishalei malu gimel chadashim, malu gimel chadashim afal pishalei hikif. But the Kais Yeshuais already answers that, lefi his mahalach, that hikif achalei malu gimel chadashim means because it's all tully in hakafa, and malu gimel chadashim achalei hikif means because once it's malu gimel chadashim, there's a chazaka that he vada had zaka in a tachtain, and even if b'metzias we don't see it, we'll assume it was just nature. Ad kan this second mahalach, but Rashi is mevor not like that, because like we said, Rashi in the Gemara's Kashta says, "V'hashto le'dayik time of the Rav Kris B'Doi mehecha." But lefi the Kais Yeshuais, and as is mashma in the Sefer HaChinuch, Rashi could have said that in the Havmina the Gemara understood the pshat and Rav Kris B'Doi is that that's the shear for Hakafas Zakan Hatachtain. A third pshat, which stims in Rashi and doesn't have the dayik of the Marsha's pshat that Rav Kris B'Doi won't stim with Rav Chisda, is the Mahalach of Chidusha Rabbeinu Meir Simcha in our sugya. Zok Rabbein Omer Simcha, which we quoted earlier, that even the fear of Chisda, that he said is a Zok and is Mailid, and even according to the Gemara's Havamina, that Pshat and Tana Dever Bishmol means Ben Veloy Av, an actual Av, it doesn't mean that Al Piraiv, that it's Matzui, that a Katan should be Mailid, it just means that there's a Miut that can be Mailid. Just Rav Chisda holds that there's no Bechezkas Sheinei Mailid, and that Miut is something which we can contend with. Based on that, the Gemara understood, Ben Vilayav would mean that in the tzad of the miut, that a katan would be mailid, he wouldn't be able to be a Ben Seira Umayra because of the miut of Ben Vilayav. Once the Gemara changes that the pshat and tanan Rebbe Shmuel is Ben Vilay HaRoy Eliasav, the concept of Roy Eliasav is mitlitali and raif. And that we see in the Gemara later, Behemshech, where the Gemara says that Roy Eliasav is Shleisha Chadashim, based on the fact that raif Iburim are Tes Chadashim. And even though there's a miut of Yiburim, which are Shiva Chadashim, and then Roy Elias Av would already be by 2 months and a third, that's not considered Roy Eliasav, because the get of Roy Eliasav is totally in Roif. So to Zok Rav Meir Simcha, even though according to Rav Chista, that a katan is mailid, there's a possibility for a katan to be mailid, but because al pi Roif, a katan is not mailid, so ben v'lei ha-Roy Eliasav is not referring to a katan, it's referring to a gadol, that's already three chadashim after godless, because that's al pi Roif, the first possible time that he can possibly be an av. Ad Kan, the three Mahalchim, how Lefir of Chista is going to explain Tanan Dever Bishmal's Drasha of Ben Veloy Av. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara Behemshech says that even Rav Krisbadai, who says that the Shir of a Ben Sari Rumeir is until three Chadashim, he can hold that an Isha that's Yeledes Lezayin Chadashim, her Ibor is already Nikar by two Chadashim and a third, which is a third of the entire Zman HaIbor. Nevertheless, at that point, he would still have a din of Bensari Rumeire, and we won't consider him Roy Elias Av, because we're Azlina Basaruva, and Raiv Nashama Yodais Latisha Chadashim, so Alpi Raiv, probably at this point, he's not yet Roy Elias Av. That's what the Gemara says. On that, Ravuna Ber Devishua is Matmiya, Ubedina Nefashis Mi Azlina Basaruva, Hataira Amra Vishoftu Aida Vitzilo Aida, Vat Amrit Zil Basaruva. If there's a klal ve'etzilo eida, which means that in regards to dinar nefashis, we always have to be machapes aschus, tainet ravunat b'reder of Yeshua, that would be a reason why we should not be soymech basarov to kill somebody. And the Gemara answers with two rayas that we are as dinar basaruba even in regards to dinar nefashis. The first raya is from a Mishnah earlier on Daf Mem Amud Aleph that says if eid echad says that it happened on the second day of the Chaydish, and a different eid says that it happened on the third day of the Chaydish, we don't call them Eidem Achishim Zezeh, because Razlina Basaruba, and we assume that Ruba de Inchi Avdi de Tau be Ibura de Yarcha, and they probably got confused whether or not it was a Chaydish Malay or a Chaydish Chaser, but they're talking about the exact same story. That's the first Rai of the Gemara. The second Rai of the Gemara is from a Mishnah in Masech Tanida Daf Memdal Amud Beis that says a Bas Shalei Shanim V'yayim Echad Chayovin Aleha Mishum Eishas Ish. Even though Be'emes, it's possible that she's an islandess, which we'll only figure out later. And if she's an islandess, so she's really not an Eishes Ish, because it's a Kedushin B'tos. Nevertheless, Azlina Basaruba, and we can kill someone who's Mezana with her, based on the Rav, that Rav Nashim are not islandess. Now, in the Ikar Shakla V'tari in the Gemara, whether or not we're Azlina Basaruba in regards to Dinar Nefashis, the Chayr, we have to be Ma'ir, that the Gemara earlier in the first parak on the Gimel Amud Beis says that the Iker Pasuk of Achri Rabim Lahatais, which teaches us the Din of Raiv, that we go bus a Raiv Dayanim, that's talking about Legabi Din and Nefashais. So how could there be a Havamin and a Shakl Vataria, and how could Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua ask that Bedin and Nefashais lay Azlina Basaruba? Adarabba, the Iker Makar that Azlina Basaruba Menatayra is talking about Din and Nefashais. But the answer to that is because we have to differentiate between two kinds of Raivs. There's a Ruba de Isa Kaman and a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. The Rav by Dayanim is the Isa Kaman, because we have all the Dayanim sitting in front of us. The 23 Dayanim are here, and we see the Rav that say Chayiv, and the Miyat that say Zakai. So there, that's a Ruba de Isa Kaman, and there, a Vada we go bus a Rav, even the guards of Dinar Nefashis. But a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, which that's a general trend in the world, that Rav Nashim are Yoldas Latisha Chadashim, or Rav people are Abdi de Tol Bibura de Yarcha, or that Rav Nashim are not islanders, and it's not about specific people that are Oimad de Fanenu. That's a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. That's where the Shakla Vatari is. Are we Seimach on the Svara of Ruba de Lesa Kaman, even in regards to Dinar Nefashis? V'chein Mavur to make this chilik in the Gemara Mesechta Chulin, Dafir Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there asks, Menohani Mili de Amri Rabbanan de Azlina Basaruba. How do we know this cloud that Chazal say that we're Simech on Rav? And the Gemara is immediately Matmiya, Minolon, Dechsiv, Achre Rav Lahatois. It's a Mefurish Apasik. And the Gemara answers, this chilek to be Mechalek between a Ruba de Isa Kaman and a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba de Isa Kaman, Zok the Gemara, Kagoin Teisha Chanois, Visanhedrin, Loi Kami Bailon. That's a Vadanana Shaila. Ki Kami Bailon, Ruba de Lesa Kaman, Kagoin Koton Uktano. So the same chilek that we find in the Gemara and Chul in regards to the Makar of the Iker Din of Rav, so too we will be Mechalek in our sugya in regards to the Nidin, whether or not we go Bas Rav in regards to Dinar Nefashis. But the emes is that even though we're talking about Ruba de Lesa Kaman, it's still weiter schwer. And as I frek the chedusha iran in our sugya, because the Gemara over there in Masechta Chulin behemshech brings kama makairis to the klal that Yigobas arrived by Ruba the Lesakaman. Three of the makairis brought down in the Gemara over there on the Afir Alef Mabez are in regards to dina nefashis. One is the raya of Rav Mari that he brings from the Ikar din HaTorah of Make Aviv V'imai Mais Yumas. Frek Rav Mari, how do we know it's actually his father? Maybe his mother was Mezane. And the only way how we know it is his father is because Rav Vila Sachar Abal is a raya we go bas a Rav. Another raya the Gemara brings is the raya of Rav Kahana from the halacha that we kill a Reitzeach. Frek Rav Kahana, how do we know that this person wasn't a Treifa? Maybe exactly where the cherev of the Reitzeach pierced the Nirtzach, there was already a Nekev over there. Dilma b'makim sayif Nekev haya. Elamai, the only reason why we would kill the Reitzeach is because as Lina bas a Rav, and most people are not Treifas. A third raya is the raya of Ravina that he brings from the fact that we kill Edom Zayman. Frek Ravina, how do we know that the person who the Edom Zayman were made about, that he's not a Treifa? And if he was a Treifa, that's not called Kasha Zomam Lasis Lachiv. Again, it's only because Azlina Basarayv and most people are not Treifas. So now, if the Gemara brings three rayas to the Ikar Din of Rav, and those three rayas are specifically from halachas where we kill the person, Maki Aviv Imay Mais Yumas, and the Din Misa of Aretzeach, and the Din Misa of Edom Zayman, so how could the Gemara in Arasugi have a Nidan, whether or not Azlina Basarayv in regards to Dina Nefashis? Azoy Frek the Chidushi Aran, a Murray the Katmiya in Arasugi. So the Chidushi Aran answers, based on the Gemara over there at the end of the Sugya on the Afir Aleph on the bottom of Amud Beis. The Gemara over there tainas against those Amirayim. V'dilma hecha de efsher, hecha de loy efsher. Maybe specifically in those cases where it's impossible to be makayim the din ha-tairah of Maki Aviv Imai and the din ha-tairah of killing a Reitzeach and the din ha-tairah of killing Edom Zayman, that's where the Torah Bal Karkach says we go basarayv. But in a case where it's efsher to be makayim the din ha-tairah without going basarayv, maybe over there, there taka is no halacha that we go basarayv. For example, in the Yud Ches Treifis, where it's possible technically to be Baidik every animal if they have the Yud Ches Treifis, maybe we would not go basarayv and would be usher to eat meat until we're mavar clearly that they're not a Treifa. That's what the Gemara Tain is over there. Now, the Maskana Avada, we go basarayv even in a case of Efsher. And Rashi is Masber, two Pirushim. One Pshatzak Rashi over there in Chulan Daf Yud Beis Amal Aleph on the top, that it's Halacha L'Maisha Mesinai, as Lina Basarayv, even Mamakam De'efsher. And the second shot is that L'Maisa the Gemara holds that the Pasuk of Acharei Rabim Lahatos is Mashma, Bein Ruba De Isa Kaman, and Bein Ruba De Lesa Kaman. That's the Pshat L'Fi the Maskana Sa Gemara. Akoponim L'Fi that Maskana, the Makairis that come from Maki Aviv Imai and Reitzeach and Edom Zayman are no longer true. Zok Dechidush Iran, that's Pshat in Arasugi as well. Therefore, there are no Makairis that were Samech and Rav, even in regards to Dina Nefashis, which is why Rav Hunabrei de Rav Yeshua is Matmiya, maybe Leaz Dina Basarayv, and we have to bring Rayas that we are. Al Kopanim, Lefida Meirayim over there, Rav Mari, Rav Kahana, and Ravina, that they're not Machalik between Hecha de Loy Efsher and Hecha de Efsher, Lefida them, in our Sugya, there would be no Mokim for Einidin, whether or not by Dina Nefashis as Lina Basarayv or not. There's another Teretz found in the Chuvas of Kiveger, Kama, Simon Kuv Zayin, at the end of the Tshuva, there's a Haggah, and the Haggah brings down that Rav Shlomo Eger asked this question. At the end of the Haggah, it says, Shuv Reisi, that the Chidushi Iran in Masech the Sanhedrin of Samach Tes asked the question. But Rav Shlomo Eger, before he saw the Chidushi Iran, was done in this Shaila. First, he brings the Teretz from his Edom, Rabbi Shua Heshver Rekeach, he's Doichit, and then he says his own Teretz, a Maridiki Yisaitis Dika Teretz. Zok Rav Shlomo Eger, that we have to differentiate between two situations where the Rav is Chal. In some cases, the Rav is Chal at the stage of the Isser itself. And in some cases, the Rav is Chal not at the Isser, but later at the Chi of Misa. In all three cases in the Gemara and Chulin, the Rav is needed at the point of the Isser. In order to establish that there's an Isser of Make Aviv from this person to his father, we have to establish that this Rav Vila Sachar Abal, and actually is his father. Once we establish that in regards to the Isser, this is a Isser that has a Chiyav Misa, of course. And so too, in regards to the Isser Ritzicha, we have to establish Alpi Rav that there's an Isser Lai Sirtzach, and we're not going to be mistapik that maybe there's a Nekev in the Makam of the Cherev. And so too, in regards to the Avera of being zayim of lasis la'achiv is going with the assumption that we'll assume al pi roiv that the person who the edim are being made about is not a treifa. Now, once there's a roiv telling us that there's an actual iser over here, avada bezdin will kill him al pi that. But in our sugya, the roiv is not needed in regards to the iser, because the nidan, whether he's roili yisav or ain't a roili yisav, does not affect the iser. The iser to be a zayil v'sayve and to be a sayru meire is bain if he's roili yisav and bain if he's not roili yisav. The din of ben v'loya roili yisav is specifically in regards to the einish of misa. And it's negeya specifically when bezdin has to be makayim, the chi of misa, they have to be done. Is he roili yisav and he's patami misa? Or he's not yet roili yisav and he's chayiv misa? And on that, the Gemara says that Bezdin is going to be Azlinan Basa Raiv and be Mechayiv Hemisa. To that, Rav Huna Ber Rav Yeshua is Matmiya, Ubedina Nefashas Me Azlinan Basa Raiv. And Dr. Shlomo Eger, look at the Lashna Gemara and you'll see how Meduik it is. Rav Huna Ber Rav Yeshua's Taina is from the Pasuk Veshoftu Eida Vehitzilu Eida. Now that's specifically a din on Bezdin that they have to be Mechapis Chus and not be Mechayiv Misa. So too his Taina is included in that halacha will be that if Bezdin has to be Samech on the Raif in regards to the Chayves Misa, they should not mitzah the din of Vihitzilu Eida. In a case where we need to be Samech on Raif for the Iker Isser, like the case of Maki Aviv Imai Vechulu, there wouldn't be a Taina Vihitzilu Eida, because the Chalais of the din Raif is way before Bezdin's coming to kill. It's in the Iker Maisa Avera. It's only in our situation where the Iker Maisa Avera does not need the Raif, it's just for the Chayves Misa of Bezdin that they're being Samech on Raif. That's where Rav Huna Yeshua Tain is, that should be included in Vitzilu Eida, and they should not be Saimach on Raif. And to that, the Gemara answers, yes, even when the Raif is being used in regards to the Chi of Misa per se, we also go Basa Raif, and it's not Nismayit from the din of Vitzilu Eida. And the first Raya is from one aid saying, B'sheini B'chaydish, and the second aid is saying, B'shlishi B'chaydish. Over there, the Raif needs to be used so that we should take on the Eidim to give the Einish. So the Raif is being used at the stage of Bezdin and Chi of Misa. And we see that we are Saimach on Raif, and we kill Alpi that, and we don't say, V'yitzilu Eida says not to be Saimach on Raif. What about the second Raif of the Gemara, from Bas Gimel Shonam V'yem Echad? L'chaira, over there we can't say the Shtikl Torah of Rav Shlomo Eger, because over there, the Eker Din of Raif is being chal in regards to the Maisa of Vera, the Bia that's happening in the Bas Gimel Shonam V'yem Echad, for us to say that this is a Bias Isser, that she's a Aishas Ish. So there let us say that once we establish that she's an Aishas Ish, and we don't assume that's a Kedusha Tos, Mimela she should be Chayav Misa. So the Chayav, this wouldn't be a Raya to our Sugya L'fir of Shlomo Eger. Zakr of Shlomo Eger, a Mari Dika Mahalech, Bahakdoma Achas. We first have to be Makdim, the Kasha of the Maharsha, and Masechta Kedusha and Daf Yud. Frek the Maharsha, what's the Raya B'chlal Azlina Basaruba? Maybe somebody who's Bayal Abbas Gimel Shana V'yem Echad, we don't kill him immediately. Their taka is a chashta, maybe she's an islandess and the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. But rather we'll wait until she grows up and we'll see if she's actually an islandess or not. If we see as she grows up that she's not an islandess, then we will kill the Bayal. And if she is an islandess, we won't. How do we know that we're Seymach Bas Arayv and we actually kill the Bayal even before we're able to be Mavarer if she's an islandess or not? And for the Marsha, because even if at a later point we will be mevarer that she was mekudeshes and that there's a chi of misa, there's a manda omer that holds hasra safek loishme hasra. So if bishas maise was something of uncertainty, he would not be chayav misa because the hasra isn't a hasra; it's a hasra safek. So about karchach we're samech basarayv bishas the maise bia, and based on the raiv we could assume that vaday she's mekudeshes. So the hasra is not a hasra safek; it's a hasra vaday. Zakr Shlomo Eger, Maridik. Lefi that, in regards to the Etzem Isser, could be Be'emes, we don't go Basarayv. This that the Mishnah Nida says, that Bashal Shani V'em Echad, Chayav and Alem Isham Eishas Ish, we'll wait and see. If when she grows up, we see that she's not an islandess, that will be Megalatos, that Bashas Maisa, that was a Maisa Isser of Eishas Ish. This that we're Saimachan Raiv, that's only Muchach Mikayach, the fact that she's Chayav Misa, and we don't say that it's Asra Asafik. So we're being Samech and Raiv again, specifically at the Chi of Misa stage. So there it will be Chal, the Kasha of Huna Breid of Yeshua, that the Kalal of Etzilu Eda should tell us that we should not be Samech on the Raiv in regards to the Chi of Misa. And from this we have a raya that yes, we are Samech on Raiv, even in regards to Dina Nefashis, and we don't say on that V'yitzilu Ha'eda. Hayyitze, that we have two Purushim, how to reconcile our sugi, which has a Nidan, whether or not Azlina Basarai B'dina Nefashis, with the sugi in Masechta Chulin Daf Fir Aleph, that says, according to many Amirayim, that the Iker Makar of Raiv is by Dina Nefashis. The Chiddush Iran says that our Gemara is going like the Maskan of the Gemara over there, that Hecha de Efshar, we don't have those Makairis. And Rav Shlomo Eger is Masbir, because our Gemara is discussing a new din of Yitzilu Eida, which applies specifically in a case where the Rav is being chal specifically on the Chi of Misa of Bezdin, and not on the Iker din Iser. And now let's go on to the next Inyan. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches, Ois Chof, has a Meir Dika Shaila LaHalacha, and Mitoich Dvarav comes out a Meir Dika new Pshat in our Sugya. The Minchas Chinuch Shaila LaHalacha is, what's the halacha about Ibn Sarah Umayra who's a treifa? Does he have a chi of misa or not? Why not? So the Menchas Chinuch bases this tzad on a Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Pei. The Gemara says that a saris can't be a ben sarir umayra. Why? Because he doesn't have hakafas zakan hatachtain, because he never gets saris. Now the Achrayim, Ayin Ba'aruch Lener over there, ask Akasha that the halacha of hakafas zakan hatachtain is a piter, that a ben sarir umayra is only until that point. So just because a saris can't have the piter, why should he be patel gamri and not have the chiyuv? Zokta Minchas Chinuch, the pshat is, because we find many times in Shas, that if a person is not a bar hachi to have what the halachas that are written in the parsha, so he's not included b'chlal, bein l'chiyuv, bein l'ptor. And because a saris is not a bar hachi of having the din of a kafas zakan atachtoin, therefore he's not in the parsha ben sarir umayra b'chlal, and he's not going to have the chiyuv. This can be found in regards to the halacha of Yiud, Ayin in the first parak of Masechta Kedushin, and in other places as well. Zogt Minchas Chinuch that there's a nidun whether or not a person who's a treifa could be meilid or not. And if we hold that a treifa can't be meilid, L'chayra ben Sarah Meiru is a treifa, can't be neskayim in him the din of ben v'loy haroi l'kreiseav. So just like in regards to Saris, we say that if it can't be neskayim the din of hakaf zaken atachtoin, he's not in the parasha b'chlal. So too in regards to Treifa, if it can't be Neskayim in him the din of Ben V'leah Roya L'Kreiseav, he should not be in the parish of Ben Sarah Umayra Bechlal. Now the emes is Mitzad Sheni, if that's true, there's a Shtikl Ha'ara on the Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Why does the Gemara have to say that a Saris is not a Ben Sarah Umayra because it can't be Neskayim the Halacha of a Kaf Zaken Atachtoin? The Gemara could have said another reason as well, because a Saris also can't have children, and it can't be Neskayim in him the Halacha of Ben V'loy Haroi L'Kreisei Av. This is the Chayr, an indication that there should be a makam to be machalik between someone who can't be Neskayim in him, the halacha of Hakav Zaken Atachtoin, versus someone who can't be Neskayim in him, the halacha of Roi L'Kreisei Av. And the Mechaz Chinuch over there, in Ois Chof, wants to be machalik between the two. And he says, Azoy, the halacha of Hakav Zaken Atachtoin, that's a din mitzat atzmai. The Hakav Zaken Atachtoin, that's the din hamavur b'tayra, and that's something which a saris can't have. Therefore, we would say that he's not in the parish of Ben Sarah Umayra. But the halacha of V'loya Roi L'Kreisei Av, the Mechaz Chinuch wants to taine, here we have to differentiate between the miyot of the pasuk and the gedder of the din. The miyot of the pasuk of Ada is that someone who's Roi L'Kreisei Av can't be a Ben Sarah Umayra. But the gedder of the din is just a dry din that after Shleisha Chadashim, he's past the time of being a Ben Sarah Umayra. And we can be meisiv a knetch of Havana to this, based on Divrei HaChinuch, which we spoke about earlier in the shir, that says that v'huzar ha'adam alzeh betchilas taikif chaim bacharusai ubereishes bayai b'chiyuv shmiras nafshai. The din of Ben Sarah Umayra is specifically in the beginning of Gadlus. That's why there's a halacha that the Torah says that it's only until Shleisha Chadashim. Memeil zok de Minchas Chinuch, even though it's true that the actual Roi L'Kreisei Av is something which is inapplicable by a treifa or by a saris, but that's not the Etzem Geder Adin. The Etzem Geder Adin is a Zman of Shleisha Chadashim. And that's something which is a Vada Shaykh by everybody, even a treifa and a saris who can't actually have children. They'll still have this din that Ben Sarah Umayra is only for Shleisha Chadashim. Memeila Zakhtim Minchas Chinuch, they won't have this halacha that a saris has, that because it can't be Roi L'Kreisei Av, they're not in the parsha. Only a saris, which doesn't have the halach of a kafas zaken atachtoin, where that's gufa the gedder, then he will be mufka from the parasha legamri. Adkan, the pirush nifla of the Michas Chinuch, in the gedder of the din of roi lekreisei av. According to this, we have to understand what's the Gemara's nidan of aslina basarayv or loy aslina basarayv, being that that's only the tzura of the drasha, but that's not the actual gedder din. Ayin on this are erichas gedayla from Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Chav Zayin, Vitimtsa Nachas. And Adkan this shir on Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Tes.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.